Chapter 2. The Unusual Businessman. Sandy Grant Gordon joined the family business in 1953 to fulfill a sense of duty to his dying father. 10 years later, encouraged by his uncle Eric and brother Charles, he launched Glenfiddich Straight Malt in the now world-recognised green triangular bottle. His contribution changed the shape of the Scotch whisky industry in which he worked for his entire career. He was leader of the family firm from 1968 to 1996, either as managing director or chairman. He was vice chairman and longest serving council member of the Scotch Whisky Association, chairman of the Scotch Whisky Heritage Centre, trustee and director of the Scottish Seabird Centre, fundraiser and trustee of the National Piping Centre, trustee of the National Museums of Scotland, and trustee of the Museum of Flight. Perhaps a reluctant and somewhat idiosyncratic businessman, more comfortable in an anorak than a blazer, his heart lay in the mountains and hills of Scotland, with his beloved golden retrievers, all referred to as Chucky. Sandy's introduction to the family business was at the Glenfiddich distillery that his great-grandfather William Grant had built on the outskirts of Dufftown in Speyside, northeast Scotland. Then, nearly all Scotch whisky was blended to the supposed tastes of drinkers, most of whom would be unable to name the particular distilleries from which it came. But Sandy witnessed how the visitors from the licensed trade who visited the Glenfiddich distillery were intrigued by the spectrum of flavours offered by its whisky, unobscured by blending. In 1959, Sandy requested an allocation of just 20 cases, 240 bottles, a month, of over 8-year-old Glenfiddich straight malt for a product trial in the Scottish Lowlands and north of England sales areas. In 1963, the company board agreed to launch Glenfiddich Straight Malt, an 8-year-old single malt whisky, although bearing no age statement on the bottle, with an advertising campaign budget of £10,000. It came in a striking green triangular bottle at a premium price over blended whisky. In the world of dominant Scotch blends, this was an audacious rule breaker. The now world-recognised and highly distinctive label featuring a stag was developed by Sandy's brother Charles for the US market and was adopted globally in 1970 as a direct influence of David Grant, who was appointed Glenfiddich Global Brand Manager in 1969. The brand has enjoyed a steady path of growth ever since. Still in the mid-60s, the William Grant family business was up against the power of the industry giant, the Distillers Company Limited, which held a 75% market share in the UK market and was keen to squeeze out the independent producers. Sandy, his uncle Eric Roberts, brother Charles, and finance director Walter McLean formulated a plan. The idea was to form a joint venture with some brewers. It would be called William Grant & Sands Standfast Limited, and it would own the Grant's brand in the UK, pay for its own investment in whisky stocks, and use William Grant & Sons Limited for all the productions. In a stroke, this gave the three largest brewers, Allied Breweries, Charrington United Breweries, and Whitbread, greater profits from their own Scotch whisky brand and some independence from DCL. For William Grant & Sons Limited, it offered a solution to the conundrum of how to survive the competition of the home market and, most critically, allow investment into Glenfiddich. Sandy was chairman for all the 27 years that the joint venture worked and flourished under the executive leadership of Roy Trustramieve. In 1969, in another industry innovation, the company opened the first public visitor centre at the Glenfiddich Distillery. Today, most of Scotland's distilleries have a visitor centre, forming an important pillar of Scotland's tourism sector. Latest figures show that in 2018, over 2 million visits were made to distilleries in Scotland from tourists all over the world. In 1974, Sandy was thrilled with the rest of the company to be presented with the Queen's Award for Export Achievement. But such was his deep care and commitment for the workforce, he was equally, perhaps equally proud of the Fit for Work Award in 1984, recognising the company's outstanding achievement around the employment of people with disabilities. More won for the carrot than the stick, it was observed that Sandy was a curious boss. Somewhat unstructured, he kept me on a very long lead and didn't often say no. This did not mean that Sandy was blind to what was going on. His meticulous and constant taking of notes in his famous black books and his brain's encyclopedic ability to retain the data meant that whenever the export manager required a comparative sales statistic, the quickest way was to call Sandy. Noted for his frugality, a request to his secretary to take only one of the shoes he was wearing to the mender went around the office like lightning. In a similar vein, Sandy refused the offer of the best room at the luxury five-star Pittodrie House, which the company had taken over to host guests from around the world for their centenary celebrations in 1987. Instead, he stayed in his trusted Ace Ambassador two-berth caravan, which he had parked at the back of the hotel. It also enabled clandestine escapes to the nearby hill of Benachie. When Sandy retired in 1996, Glenfiddich was the world's top-selling malt whisky with global sales of over 800,000 cases. Grant's, with an enormous contribution from his cousin David Bremner in France, had grown to be the fifth largest blended Scotch whisky in the world, and the Balvenie was beginning to thrive.